USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Olympic gymnast Simone Biles on Wednesday told lawmakers how the FBI and U.S. gymnastic and Olympic officials failed to stop the sexual abuse that she and hundreds of other athletes suffered from the hands of Dr. Larry Nassar.
To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse.
Larry Nassar is a convicted sex offender. For 18 years, he was the team doctor of the United States Women's National Gymnastics Team, which gave him access to hundreds of girls and young women whom he sexually abused. China's D.C. embassy said Thursday a new security pact between the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia is a Cold War mentality. The AUKUS partnership is counter to Beijing's pacts in the Indo-Pacific. French officials also condemn the alliance. France lost a $90 billion submarine contract with Australia's government because of the pact. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Space tourism started Wednesday. Dan Naraki reports.
SpaceX's Inspiration 4 mission has lifted off from Kennedy Space Center, sending the first all-civilian mission towards orbit. The four-person crew is scheduled to spend the next 3 days in orbit before splashing down in the Atlantic Ocean on Sunday. Astrophysicist Hakim Wulise tells ABC News that while the crew are civilians, there are still plenty of scientific experiments to be run during the mission.
Every mission has what we call a payload specialist, and that payload specialist is who is responsible for undertaking those experiments that we're talking about. So this crewed mission, although they are civilians, everybody has a job, just like they were in a military tank on a military ship or in a NASA rocket. And so the engineer there is the payload specialist, so that's who will be conducting those experiments. And there's all sorts of experiments you can do in space. Those that involve zero G, those that involve radiation, and that's what they're going to focus on here because they're going much higher than they typically go.
USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal that led to 13 American servicemen and women to their deaths, including hundreds of Afghanis, has brought up incompetence complaints. Georgia Republican Representative Jody Heiss on Newsmax after watching Secretary of State Anthony Blinken testify twice this week in front of lawmakers.
Listen, if there is anything that has come out of these last 2 days of hearings is that this person, Anthony Blinken, has no idea what he's doing. He is not fit to be Secretary of State, and he needs to resign. What took place in Afghanistan is inexcusable. Look, Rob, our office alone, and I'm sure ours is not the only one, but we are still trying to get Americans out of Afghanistan. In fact, fortunately, we had one family arrive yesterday in Virginia still, but we still have others in Afghanistan. This has been a catastrophic disaster. We are leaving Americans behind in terrorist Afghanistan. And yet here, Blinken is just acting as though everything is fine, taking zero responsibility, and he's unfit to continue serving as the Secretary of State.
The Texas Tribune is reporting a federal judge has scheduled an October 1st hearing to consider the Department of Justice's request to temporarily block the heartbeat law that bans abortions after the unborn baby has a heartbeat, about 6 weeks. Earlier this month, the Supreme Court allowed the Texas law to stand. Texas has until September 29th to make its case opposing the DOJ request. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.